Blog Talk Radio.
I know you all heard it. I knew you heard it because I heard it. Blog Talk Radio. Really, they wanted to just say Bon Ton Rising Radio, soon to be, because we're going to be the biggest thing since, what's bigger than Humongous? What's bigger than, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Just want to show out a little taste because it's on and popping. We'll be downloading some music in a minute so that you all can hear the blues. You see, people's blues differ. That's the reason we just left it wide open so that anybody can start winning these contests and anybody can end up winning it all. You know, if your blues list each week is better than anybody else's, I submit to you, you are blues aficionado. Look at that, look at that, y'all. I know I knew them kind of words. But, yeah, it's on and popping. So, you know, do all you can when you can, while you can, because we just aim to please. We just aim to do what you need done and what they said, make someone happy. Make someone happy, and you'll end up with a big smile, too. Tonight's show is Saturday Night Blues Playlist. I know you all haven't heard about it, so it's coming out, and it's on and popping, like I said. Saturday Night Blues for all you people that's not out partying at the club or concert just got special. The chance to listen to your own playlist just started. Yes, I said listen to your own playlist by emailing it in to doc@buntonrising.com. Now you know that if it's your birthday or another great occasion, boost your chances at winning Playlist of the Week. That way you get to be heard on Friday or Saturday night, depending if you hip-hop. If you hip-hop, it's Friday night. If you the blues, it's Saturday night. And pretty soon we'll be coming in with some very special people. Don't want to call too many names in advance because y'all will get to saying, golly, it took so long. We ain't been on the air but a couple of weeks, so don't even say that. But we're coming. We're bringing our best. We're going to hit y'all with the best there is, and that's enough said on that. Send your playlist in and try to win some of the chances to get your playlist played. All that old lip bumping ain't worth nothing because you're either going to win or you're going to lose. And knowing you, your playlist ain't up to date no how. You got one of them old playlists that don't even have any muddy waters on it. You hear me? Yeah, you know you ain't got no muddy water. Yeah. So let's go on and get it on. So, you know me, I'm a B.B. King man myself. You know, I like Muddy Waters. I love all of them, you know, but I'm a little further on up. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Age ain't nothing but a number, but guess what? I like B.B. King, Bobby Bland, yeah, Joe Simon. Yeah, I got a list. And, yeah, I'm not sending mine in because I would win every time, all the time, all the time. Y'all be mad talking about, man, Uncle Billy got a wrangler in there on us, man. He win every week. So I will not participate. That's the only reason I won't win. I will not participate because if I did, y'all just be listening to my music every week. I might as well start at 9, not even have the contest. Just put mine on. Y'all don't hear me. But guess what? Doc will be coming in real soon with the download. So y'all just get prepared, because you know what they, that song they used to sing for Miss America? Same one I sang for Doc. Here she comes. It's the doctor. Well, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough of that. So, just to make things better, you know, they do the hip hop on Friday night and blues on Saturday night, and then the Doc show on Sunday. Yeah, I think she got a big time interview this week. So, well, she had one last week too, Miss Eva, over at Eva's Restaurant. Eva's Barbecue. Y'all know her, y'all know him too, old Norris, and all of that. So just keep them coming. Week before that, she had Dr. Demetria Jones and, you know, stuff like that. So it's on and popping. We're gonna bring y'all somebody different and new every week, let you see why they believe South Dallas is the number one community in the world. Bon-Ton is the best. That's on my standard. Yeah. I just got off the phone with old Hollis Wilson a little earlier. And like I said, time to come home, y'all. It's time to do what we do and introduce ourselves to high society and whatever else we can, because people in Bon-Ton need us. People in South Dallas want us. And all we need to do is deliver, just like the mailman, you know, rain, shine, sleet, or snow. So what did Marvin Gaye say? Let's get it on. So get up off of it. Oh, no, that's an R&B song. That's an R&B song. That's a rhythm and blues, you know. Get on up, sock it to me, and all of that. That's an R&B song. So y'all leave that alone too, though. Get ready to listen to the music. Should be here shortly. Well, you know I got to put in my time anyhow, because this is what I do. I am your host, Ask Uncle Billy. If you don't believe that, ask me. Yes. So, who's on first? Sometimes I wonder. But fact of the matter is, we got to talk about some of the happenings that's going to be happening, which is, and we got to start taking care of business. Get some of you folks to call in and do your due diligence to help us get off the ground. You know, we can't keep playing softball. We got to get up here and get started. Well, you all know where we is. We're at the old Conrad building. I was talking to somebody today, and they said, I don't quite remember where that building was. Well, if you remember where Henderson Chicken is, just go toward that. You'll see Dr. Conrad's building. We're all, we're right across the street from Dart's little bus stop. Yeah. So, y'all hear me? Y'all know where it is. Marburg. Mm-hmm. So, just come on down. Oh, that's the Price is Right. But Price is still great. Come on over. You're going to see a lot of me in South Dallas the upcoming weeks. So get on your high horse, get off your high horse, and all of that other stuff. When you consider how we've been reacting toward all the stuff that's been going on everywhere else in the country, you have to believe somebody's watching over y'all. It wasn't just me. So you know what I'm talking about. And what you should do is continue being on your knees and saying thank you, thank you, thank you, because we haven't been going through that. And Bunton hasn't been getting that word. It's the only neighborhood in Dallas with getting a bad name and stuff. They ain't been doing that a lot for a long number of years. So, what's wrong? Oh, I thought you said. Yeah. So we are getting ready to do what we were sent here to do, and that's listen to some music. You know me. Yeah, I know. You know Jeopardy is not on, but you know it's time for a station identification. I'm taking the break, whether you want me to or not. Bye. I will be back. You know I'm trying to mute you. Hold on. Yes, just keep waiting. I got something great for you. They find my music. My music's so old. When the Lord said, let there be light, my music was already on the bank fishing. Yeah, so y'all just listen in and give me a minute. You know I'm working hard and diligently, so hold on. I'm just like Sam and Dave. Hold on, I'm coming. That's a good thing, because when Jeopardy be on, I tell them, y'all know what's on. So just continue to listen, and you will hear not about no Paul Revere, but yeah, I figured only a few of you caught that one. But you'll catch it later.
Is today Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Do you know that they had the Martin Luther King parade on, which day is Martin Luther King's birthday?
Monday, the 15th, last Monday.
You want me to get on there and talk to
you? Yeah.
I'll call on my phone. I'm excited. I ask people to call in and tell us how this city celebrates Monday.
Yeah, I wrote. Oh, no, I didn't talk about Martin Luther King, though, because we missed a lot of that general.
Man, the parade
wasn't
on TV this year.
Yeah, Anonymous was on TV while we was talking to Evil.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, way cool.
Yeah. Oh, I told him about that. I said, and I said, all you folk in Bunton, Norris standing out on the corner talking to the newsman, and his wife was on the radio with us.
So we
want
to be able to interface
though,
so that people can go and go on
Bon Ton
Riot. They
want to
hear the Evil interview
and
Dr. Jones, click on to those.
Oh, I got them separate, not separated, but I got the whole list so that if they just want to pick out what they want to, we'll put that on the screen.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right back.
All right. Yeah, she, when she opened up a clinic in South Dallas, and one of my editors come told me, Billy, it's a lady down in South Dallas. I don't know where she's from, but, man, she is gung-ho about moving her office to South Dallas. I said, well, what took you so long? She told me, no, I just got back. Man, you need to talk to her. Soon as I picked up the phone first to introduce myself. The next question I asked her, are you from South Dallas? She said, yeah, I was raised up on Latimer. I said, oh, I can tell you a little bit about Latimer, you know, and got to telling her stuff. I told her some stuff last week she hadn't remembered. I said, yeah, they used to call that area Queen City. She said, what? I said, yeah, still do. Some of the people that know what it is, I said, then around Lincoln, it's Lincoln Heights.
She lived in South Dallas for 4 or 5 years.
Can't find it? Oh.
Lived on
what street?
Lived on, you know where
the,
all the historic houses are?
Yeah.
South Boulevard.
South Boulevard, oh yeah?
Yeah, we lived over there.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all was high for
loose. Yeah, everybody thought.
What's the number? What's the calling number three? What?
1-323-870-3963.
I can't
afford
that.
Oh, man. You got the screen over there. I can't even clock me in. Pull up Bunch on Rise. Yes, yeah, right there. Oh, she ain't. You didn't get in.
What I'm going to do right now is save the number and forward it to my brother because he wants to call in.
Oh, yeah. That what? Identification is over with, only for a short period of time. Just want to let you know that I'm still here, and like the song said, that Michael Jackson said, I'll be there. So so do what you can while you can, and I will still be here. Hold on. Yes, as I said, it'll only take a little while. Quit sweating the fact. It is jumping. It is getting ready. We
what
just.
You want to say,
I don't want to take you out of your way.
We just trying to bring you the best that we got. Okay. So hold on. I'm coming. Yeah, that's Salmon Dave. Sam and Dave said it first, but I said it second. Hold on, I'm coming. Station identification. Yeah, we got some surprises coming. Boy, look at him. when y'all hear these blues tonight, y'all going to be saying, how come he had to cut off early? It's not early. We just a little late. So just bear with us a little while longer, and guess what? You're going to enjoy yourself. Like I said on with the written material tonight, get ready to send your playlist in. See how old yours is. Well, mine was so old, I had to wait to wake it up. So, station identification break. Holla. Yes, we finna bring you some music that's gonna knock your socks off. So just wait a minute. Holla. Hello, Doc Morgan. Hello? Hit that dot right there, that red dot with the cursor. The red on the, no, yeah, right there. Yeah. Hello, Doc Morgan.
Hi there, how are you?
Oh, blessed and highly favored. Just got it off of mute. We were trying to get some Jill Scott in there, and it's still not working right now.
All right. Well, I tried to call in, and I mean, I tried to go in on my cell phone, and it wouldn't let me into Blog Talk Radio. Usually, I could get in there, but I didn't. So I was calling to see, you know, how things were going.
Well, you are on Blog
Still
Talk
working
Radio
on it?
As we speak. Yes.
So what were
you on Bunton Rising? Bunton Rising Radio.
So listen, yeah. when you go on. Blog Talk Radio, do you type in Bunton Rising, or do you type in?
I type in Bunton Rising Radio.
And so maybe that's the problem, because I'm typing in Ask Uncle Billy.
Oh, well, on mine, I type in, to get in on mine, you have to put in Ask Uncle Billy.
Okay.
On mine, when I'm from here, you have to put in
Okay.
On a new one, on first one like yours, put in Bunton Rising Radio, and then a password with that, and it'll continue to pop up Bunton Rising Radio.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that, I've been trying to
way,
go in
that
to
way
ask
Billy. Well, see, you can't type in yours for Ask Uncle Billy with my password, because I don't do password.
Well, but be sure and ask, what's his name, Michael?
Michael, yes.
Would you be sure and ask him to give you your password? Because I need it so that I can log in on yours, and I'll give you my password as well, which is, I think it's Bunton 1.
No, mine is Bunton 1.
Well, where all of ours is.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think. We ain't got but a few more days till I have to pay again. I rename it to.
Don't worry about it.
I don't think he know the password either, though.
He's
fine right here. Come over, Mike.
I'm waiting on you to sign in over here.
He's trying to get me to sign in on the laptop with it, so...
I see.
So let me try that, and hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Phoenix 7.
My username is Ask Uncle Billy. Capital A, rest. Capital U, capital B.
Oh, my stuff. Thank you, God.
P-A-R-N-E-L-L. Oh, why is that? No, just Ask Uncle Billy. Yeah. And then password Phoenix 7. P-H-O-E-N-I-X 7. Got it.
Wow, Ben, how do you remember all your passwords?
I don't. I take them all to a shortcut. See, they'll let you sign in with Facebook on mine. Go to Facebook. Didn't work.
Well, if he ask Michael if he can do your the iTunes on the laptop is it
doing that
current?
Right now?
He's
doing that right now.
Okay. I would think it has a more current,
operating system.
Windows.
Operating system. He got it, Bob.
He got the iTunes on there?
Yeah.
I think we logged into the Blog Talk.
Oh.
Just trying to make sure. I don't know if we got one.
Is that their music or ours?
Yes. Yeah. These are just different stations.
Right.
All right, well, I'm going to hang up. I'm going in.
All right.
I'll call you after.
All right, bye.
I'll call you when I get done, see where we're at.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Song on there.
Get it on the,
I hang up.
You got another phone?
Yeah, one in there. But I don't know if it is. Yeah, I'm gonna get it. Dr. Morgan? Dr. Morgan? Hang up your phone. Dr. Morgan, hang up your phone. Kick off. That's good.
Is that going to be okay? Quick question. This dude is giving her the lineups and stuff. Couldn't he have done that? Well, I'm on her ass. Putting in his bunch on Rising Radio. And I was telling the same young girl that called the other day when you I was telling her Thursday. I told her earlier Thursday because I was at dialogue. You don't want me to come over there tonight to change your name? I said, no. Why? I said, you don't work on Thursday. There's a lady work for me on Thursday. I said, but you couldn't come yesterday, but you can come today, you know. I said, so that don't make no sense. She couldn't come Monday because, from she said. The car got towed.
And then Wednesday was the same thing, something else. And then yesterday when I told her what I was trying to tell her, because Thursday I told her, I'll call you once I get off dialysis. But I didn't. When I got here, I got this.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my job that I called up. My job is what I was doing.
Yeah.
And so Friday,
yesterday. So when she called, first time she called, she was telling me something. She was saying, I'll be there at 9 o'clock, or 9 something. Yeah, a little after 9. And I said, well, last night, I mean, yesterday, you said you was going to come by. Well, something else happened.
They said, now, if you was on a 9-to-5 job working for the white folks and pulled that, how long would you have a job?
Yeah.
How long would you be working there?
Yeah.
Okay, see, now, you feel because this sick old man, how you see him, he's this sick old man that needs you. I need you. My life is going to end if you're not here to do whatever it is that you don't do. Okay. This pretend that I'm white. You're fired.
Hey, yeah. I'm going to do that tonight, so I can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, I didn't hear no respect. I didn't hear no respect whatsoever.
Yeah.
In the conversation that was going on. Don't talk to me. I'm sorry. First off, I'm not 3 years old. Number two, you didn't give birth to me. And number four, my word gives you a paycheck.
And you don't got that no more.
I hate to see a black person out of work.
Yeah, me too.
Going without. But you know what? If you can't respect me as a man, and if you feel like I need you so badly that you can just kick me the other way and spend my money, because that's what you're spending my money. Then, sweetheart, let me show you how easy life gets. You don't have to worry yourself. See, you got all these problems. You can't come to work because you got all these problems. Let me take that one problem off your plate that's really the problem.
Me. And I'm going to do that tonight. Can't wait till tomorrow. Like I said, the only reason I gave her this week because I really, really, really thought that she could change. And just like alcoholics don't change unless they want to. Dumb folk don't change until they have to.
Once they find out they can do what they want to do.
Yeah. Like a little child. Them little ego trip tantrums don't work with me though. You know, because you learn from when you're a child up, they don't work.
I'm sorry, Billy.
Yeah.
My car broke down, and I just didn't have any other way. Now my car is pound. I need to go get my car. They hit them with you. You could be sitting over there having a heart attack. I don't care. My car is pound.
That's right.
And it's your response. It's your responsibility to give me my money so I can get my car out of there.
Yeah.
So like I said, I really can't get behind black women. And uphold the bullshit that they keep spitting out. They want somebody to treat them like something.
Yeah.
But the truth is, no, they don't.
They want hood niggas. Yep.
And they want somebody that's going to slap them upside their head and tell them I love you in the same breath. I'm sorry, I can't get with that program. I
ain't got that kind of time.
And then the other thing, you know, once they want to be able to cut you, and then still say I love you too.
Oh man, I saw that girl's picture on the Facebook. Got her Facebook. God, no. Man,
somebody else is watching.
Yeah.
Like I said, my thing is, We so used to getting the hand-me-downs, we ain't happy with getting the hand-me-downs.
See, and I try to tell people this all the time. It ain't too much of nothing from a woman I ain't had. It ain't, I don't have white women, brown women, Asian women, you know, and ugly women, fat women, you know, skinny women. So what can you bring me to the table that I haven't had? Then you imp-
impress me. Other than that, get out of my face.
I'm like, man, I don't need two things from a woman. Trust and respect.
That's it. That's all I need.
If I can trust her, she ain't gonna be out there doing nothing stupid. And if she respect me, she know that she got something good, and she ain't gonna let
take no chance of doing nothing crazy. But you see the kind of friends I got though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, this is just a tip off the iceberg. I got a lot of friends like that, and that I'm getting the lady TK Kid. I put her in front row the other day on Facebook. So call her the most beautiful lady in America. Everybody started agreeing and doing whatever. She thanked me two or three times on the same one. But it's like people that I work with that know a little about me. They don't know enough, but know a little about me and know that I'm pure nigga. What you looking for now? Another thug? Plug it in over here, because that thug is gone. You know if I had some money, I'd be trying to buy that.
Nah, I'm not going to be selling it anywhere.
Yeah.
That's something I'm working on.
Oh, man.
There's two of them I'm working on right now. They twins.
Yeah. Well, see, Doc, I don't know if she need born or not, but she don't never bring down with her. Is that the same one?
Yes, there's two. There's two that I'm working on right
now. Yeah, I see both of them.
One of them's running Windows 8, the other one's running Vista.
How much is it going for?
These two, I probably sell them for like $250, $260.
Show them to the doctor.
Yes, my car.
Let me see.
I was looking on the wheels they had.
Who is that? Them two. Yeah. I saw that picture on Facebook.
Yeah. He just died. Yeah. Check this out. You probably seen it on Facebook too.
Yeah, I did.
By the time he realized he messed up,
mm-hmm.
The program had already set.
Yep. That's the trap they put in me.
These statues are in China.
Yeah.
Black faces, but they use this design for a cartoon character. But don't nobody know. White folks, they can't come up with nothing original. You see that?
I missed that one.
You need to read that. Yeah.
I went down to the best part about America having a man-made possession.
There's something that a lot of black people don't notice or don't even care to understand that everything in the book in the Bible about the Israelites, the lost tribes of Judah. Nobody on the planet fits all of the curses but us.
I know what you're saying.
But niggas refuse to accept the fact that we are Jews. We are real Jews, not them white folks over there.
That's the reason around the world don't nobody know our religion. They all know our religion, but we don't.
Everybody else knows everything about us but us.
But us.
Everybody hates us.
Yep.
Everybody on the planet hates us because white people say, white people in America say,
Hello.
Yes.
I hung up on you earlier because your phone was off the hook.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I could hear you, and you know I couldn't get you to hang up, so I didn't want you to say nothing over the air. I didn't want you to say nothing over the air that didn't need to be heard. We're just getting it all locked up. We got Bunton Rising / Ask Uncle Billy up and running.
Good.
Yes. And so, you know, we didn't let it go to Slumberland. We did something. So it's
I'm
up
glad
on the laptop.
So you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me curse out the lady at the Starbucks, did you?
No. See that? We shut that down. I'm glad we did. Because, you know, the doc cussing on air. No, they had a blast with that one. And it's at Starbucks, too. So she must couldn't get her coffee.
Yeah, right. I have to have my coffee. There was a new kid there, and
I'm gonna start next week. I'm trying to get my stuff together for this other stuff, but I told you it helps to prostrate. It helps a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, it does. So listen, so how does that work with the blonde? So we've got Bunton Rising / Ask Uncle Billy. He changed the name?
No, yeah, he changed the name. He put Bunton Rising Radio. Did you put my name up there too, Mike?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, he said, yeah. He put / Ask Uncle Billy.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's Bunton Rising Radio.
All right.
So
cool.
So it's done and gone. And it looks good, too.
Well,
he did a lot of other stuff with it that looks better than what my simple one looked like. I just hope it stays like that.
But then here's the problem. Can I get in there?
Oh.
She didn't do the same thing I did on it.
What's the password?
Phoenix
7?
Oh, no, actually, he switched. We still did the Facebook login.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we still did the Facebook login.
But see,
he said you can do the Facebook login.
Oh, yeah, Facebook
No, I can't get in like that.
Don't say Kate. You haven't tried it yet.
All right.
Bunt on live and
radio. Listen, guys. I would rather him take that off so that there's no confusion, because we have a thing called Bonton Rising already on another phone number. If he can go in that one and do everything and doctor it up, I'll give you guys the password for that. Because now, if they go under Bonton Rising, it's going to be two of them.
Oh.
Listen
to
the password.
Okay. With the other number, give us the other number. Hold on, Michael. We're gonna combine the two with the password. She got a password to Bunton Rising Radio.
Yeah.
Already.
It's gonna confuse things the way it is right now.
Okay. Okay. So no, we just do one radio show and drop the other one.
Okay. Well, I would
Until
rather.
Like I said, it's a few more days, and it might be 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks, but we just have to drop it. What's your password?
Tell him to take. I can't even think of it now. Shoot, let me think. Let me see. Bonton Rising password. Gee whiz. Oh man, I wrote it down. Let's see. What is the doggone password? Is he in there now? Because maybe he can pull
it
out.
He's using Google.
Okay.
He got it up.
Okay. All right. Bonton Rising. The password is I think it's try thank you God one.
Thank you, God, one. Bunton Rising Radio.
That.
Thank you, God, one.
Mm-hmm. Capital T.
Damn,
all right, I got to go. I'll call you guys later. Anyway, you're getting ready to log off now anyway.
Thank you, God, one.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
All right, talk later. Bye-bye.
Bye. What? Thank you, God.
Yeah, as she signed it in, the capital letters, lowercase letters.
No,
thank you, God.
Let me call her, man.
It was.
Yeah. Thank you, God. Bunch on live and radio. Download and everything on that. Yeah.